大家好，欢迎来到新东方在线实时英语 Real and Relax。
欢迎大家，我们这档节目分为三部分，第一部分是你听不懂的英语，
第二部分是你说不出来的英语，
第三部分为你介绍 A very interesting English story， 让你的英语学习更加精彩。
所以从现在开始扔掉你的口语书，和我们一起实时学英语哦。
Hi, welcome to Real and Relax. I'm Susan.
Hi, I'm Al.
First, let's have a review.
第一个是 That's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay 可是拒绝的意思。
如果我向你提出一个 offer, 你说 That's okay, 那你就是你不要。
对，如果你要是 okay, yes, please.
那就是可以得到。
Positive, yes, right. The last straw.
The last straw 是超过极限的，然后又多加了的那些琐碎的事情。
对，就是
最后一颗稻草。
对，还不跟我们的救命稻草的意思还是很相反的，对吧？然后呢，就是电灯泡。
The third arm, the third wheel.
跟这个第三只手也没什么关系，对吧？
跟小偷没有关系。
对。
就是他们装得很大方。
They're being friendly.
They're being friendly.
一定要加 B-E-I-N-G, 就是说暂时的，它只是看起来不错，
装出来的，
对吧？ They're being friendly.
So that's the expressions. 那我们还说过差不多，我们说差不多，我们中国人会说 about,
或者 approximately, roughly,
但是美国人会说 approximately, or
roughly,
大致数字 rough figure。
对，所以呢还有一个特别低调的说法呢，就是
it's in the ballpark,
in the ballpark, ballpark 是球场里大概的落点，对吧？所以就是 it's in the ballpark.
Okay, that's the last time we have learned. Now let's begin the new ones, okay?
Okay, the first one, up in the air.
Up in the air, 在空气上面。
还在空中。God knows how he can handle all this. As far as I know, he's still up in the air.
Nobody told me he was away, and I thought he was home all these days. Where is he flying?
He's home? I mean, he has not made up his mind.
后面他解释出来了。
对。
最开始说都不知道他怎么处理的这些事情。据我所知，他还 still up in the air。
这个实际上的 up in the air 可不是什么在飞机上，实际上是说某人犹豫不决，拿
不定主
意了。
Hasn't made up his mind。
就可能像我们汉语里也有那种云里雾里的，是吧？就是还是不清楚应该怎么做，对吧？
犹豫不决，拿不定主意。
所以如果我说 God knows how he can handle all this, as far as I know, he's still up in the air.
You don't have to worry about him, really. He's the kind of person who will make a decision at the last minute, 最后一刻才会拿定主意的人。
对， I still hope he can come to a decision soon.
So up in the air,
就是说还没有拿定主意。
Have a dilemma.
对，
还没有拿定主意，还在考虑之中。
对，第二个词呢，是我们中国人老经常会混的。一个是 value, 一个是 price, 这两个词本身 no problem, 对吧？一个价钱，一个是价值。再加个 less 呢，
就是都没了，
一个是
否定后缀
valueless, 一个是 priceless. 我知道一个是无价之宝，一个是一文不值。但是哪个是哪个，经常就会区别，就会有问题，对吧？It is said that Professor Lee liked collecting stamps, and I heard he has millions of them.
Seeing is believing. Yesterday I visited him in his home.
So you got the chance to appreciate his collection?
Right, and I was deeply attracted by a set of Chinese stamps.
It must be very expensive.
Of course they are, and he told me they are valueless.
Valueless?
这里面用错了。Valueless 是说的毫无价值，一文不值。
对，毫无价值的 valueless。
其实我想，应该最后他应该说他们是无价之宝，应该是 priceless。
对 ，priceless，
无价的，极其贵重的。
所以要记住 valueless 是没价值的。
Priceless 是无价的，其实这个也挺好，挺好记的。
对
，price 只是说价钱嘛。
对。
然后 value 说的是价值，你说这个人没有利用价值 ，no value。 对吧？就说没有价值的东西当然就很 cheap， 就没基本上就没什么用，所以 valueless 是没有价值的。
对，
priceless 就是不能用价钱来衡量的，那就是无价之宝了。
OK， very good way， 哈、huh?
mm-hmm.
来再看啊、water fountain。
Water fountain 水喷泉、
嗯、
有点像重复的哈、
嗯、
喷泉就是水嘛，
雨泉 fountain Excuse me, I'm new here. Could you tell me where is the water fountain?
Sure, there's a big fountain right at the school gate and it's the symbol of our school.
Oh, I saw it when I came in this morning. But I mean, it's somewhere I can find some water to drink.
啊，原来这个 water fountain 不是说喷泉，而是说饮水的地方，饮水机。
饮水机、嗯、啊，就现在大家都喝那种办公室里或者学校都有那种饮水机嘛。
That's water fountain.
啊，记住叫 water fountain.、所以如果要再有人问你where could you tell me where is the water fountain?
Sure. Every classroom has one. You can find it at the back of your classroom.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You will soon find it very comfortable to be here.
那、这个人还比较 nice 哦。
Mm-hmm, really, really a nice guy. Sweet guy.
嗯，然后再来 ,wet behind the ears.
White behind the ears, 就是耳朵后面还是湿的。
Wet behind the ears, 嗯，湿湿的。
肯定是一个什么有转喻有隐喻意思的，我们来听一下。
嗯 ，Hello Betty, it is nice to meet you here.
Me too. In fact, this is the first time I attend a concert this year.
So your little sister has not come along with you?
No, she's not in the mood for doing anything.
What happened to her?
I don't have to know. She's no longer white behind the ears.
Oh, you say her ears was wet before?
White behind the ears, 就是不是跟耳朵后面干不干就没什么问题，没什么关系。
嗯，
实际上就相当于我们汉语说的
乳臭未干，
少不更事。
嗯，形容就是年纪很小的小孩子，对吧？
嗯，
所以呢，在英语中呢，他们用的是 wet behind the ears， 其实还是很相通的，都是没干嘛。
啊，
一个是湿，还有一个是未干。
啊、white behind ears，
但是从字面上真的很是猜不出来的，对吧？
嗯，
所以
为什么是耳朵后面没干，就说明很年轻啊，很小啊。是不是小孩子刚生下来耳朵后面都是湿的，是哪浑身都是湿的吗？
No idea， 这个地方应该
还是说是最后干的地方。
No idea， 但是一般来说好像这个地方从来都没有湿过，这出汗也不会出到这里。 No idea， so 只要记住说，如果要是说 She is no longer wet behind the ears，
嗯，就是她已经不再是小孩子了。
嗯， I see， She is already 22 years old now。
已经22岁了。 No longerNo longer white behind the ears.
White behind the ears. Okay.
下面我们来复习一下。
第一个 up in the air.
Up in the air, you haven't got, haven't made up his mind. 还没有下决定。
犹豫不决，没有决定。第二个呢，就是 valueless 和 priceless.
Valueless 是没有价值的。
那 priceless 是无价之宝。
嗯哼。
The third one, water fountain. 你要学会这个词。
Water fountain. Now the offices or the classrooms always have them.
Yeah, a lot of offices have them. Yes, right. Water fountain. 它用的是 fountain 喷泉。那还有一个 wet behind the ears 呢，就是乳臭未干，就是一对应的 wet behind the ears. 如果你说他已经不是个小孩子了，就说 she is no longer wet behind the ears.
这里面用 the 就行了， behind the ears， 没有人称的变化。
好。Welcome to Real and Relax.
您正在收听的是新东方在线实时英语。
登录 www.coollearn.com，
最前沿的考试动态，
最及时的教育资讯，
最经典的网络课程，
尽在新东方在线。更多精彩等着你。
Now let's move to the second part. 我们说经常会说不要因小失大，这基本上都是说什么呢？比如说你买了一件仿名牌的东西，然后结果穿了几天之后，可能很短的时间它就坏了，然后你不得不花再另花钱去买别的东西。所以说最开始的时候好像是因为好像是省了钱又买了名牌，实际上你最后还要花大价钱去
啊。对，这个就是说
弥补一下，
很多就是有这个不要因小失大，对吧？
小处节约，大处浪费，这就是因小失大了。
Don't be penny wise and pound foolish.
Penny wise 就是花小钱的时候很 wise， pound 和 penny 相比，英镑的时候就比较看着不是很
What do you want to say?
I don't know.
这个 pound 要比 penny 要大十倍嘛，对吧？所以我们这里原来还有一个像 Nike 或者锐步这种名牌运动鞋，要七八十到一百美金。但实际上这类名牌鞋的制价造价成本却低得特别的低，如果你要是像可以买一双假鞋嘛，现在到处都是啊，可能不到十几块钱就可以买一双同样的鞋，但是这种鞋呢穿不了两天就坏了，
所以有时候还是不值得，你也还不如花一点点钱，哪怕不买名牌，或者是你花个大价钱买名牌，都比这种买假名牌要好得多。
嗯，所以说千万不要 penny wise and pound foolish。
这里面与 penny 还有一个有关的短语，就是 a penny for your thoughts，
一分钱买你的想法
啊，也就是想你在想什么。
A penny for your thoughts，
interesting expression。
我们原来曾经也说过那种，我们中国就是在 bargain 的时候，中国的东西呢都是小的东西一定要 bargain
啊，大的就要
几毛钱的抠，对吧？大的东西哎呀好像都不会抠。
但是在国外他们就恰恰相反，
对，
他们
小的东西从来都不会给你打折，但是大的买车买房或者买音就是特别大的家具
音响之类的，
对，
他们就会
来保养一下，
很注重这个，因为你想花大价钱的东西基本上也很难下决定嘛，所以如果能他给你便宜一些，这样大家还会比较容易买，对吧？
所以很生动， penny wise and pound foolish。 Never buy that no name brand gas for your car.
Why? It's way cheaper.
I know, but don't be penny wise and pound foolish. The cheap gas will ruin your car's engine in the long run.
Oh yeah.
别给那种车买那种没有牌子的汽油。
No name brand gas.
没牌子的，还是有牌子的比较好，对吧？
Don't be penny wise and pound foolish.
不要因小失大哦。那还有a penny for your thoughts, Jan.
Oh, I was wondering if you'd say yes if I asked you out tonight.
I'd say yes, definitely.
Great.
直接这个话就可以这样说哈。A penny for your thoughts.
想什么呢？ A penny for your thoughts.
A penny for your thoughts. 记住了吧？ A penny for your thoughts.
Really is a useful expression.
所以呢，就最长的呢就是
不要因小失大。
Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Penny wise, pound foolish. Good.
A penny for your thoughts.Now let's move to the third part.
Interesting joke.
This joke part. Joke time.
Joke time. I've got one more.
我还有一个嘞，
对吧？应该这样说。I was asked in by the company commander to explain why a report was in error.
有次经理把我叫到办公室问为什么我的报告出错了。
Sir, I said, you have to understand that I have four idiots working for me.
先生，你要理解，我有四个白痴下属。
He looked up from his desk and said,You're lucky. I have five idiots working for me.
然后经理抬头不慌不忙地说，哎，你还是比较幸运的，你只有四个，我有五个白痴下属呢。
This one is interesting, huh? And easy.
所以 I have one more. 我还多一个呢。
好，时间还够，我们再来讲另一个，就是 the use of a shovel.
Shovel, 铲子，铲子的用途。
铲子的用途。Again, of a country road repairmen were away out in the country to fix the road when they are discovered that they had left their shovels back in the town.
一对筑路工人呢，从城镇出发到乡村去修一段路，可是他们却发现没有带铲子，于是他们就给镇上的工程师打电话。
然后 ，and they found the country engineer and reports their plight. 他们就打电话说他们的状况哈。And engineer said, "I will send the shovel all right in the way. Meanwhile, lean on each other."
这个工程师还是很 wise 的，是吧？说，好的，我会立刻把铲子运送到你们的地方。暂时的，你们先互相依靠着就行了，理解了吗？
铲子的用途呢？
所以铲子的用途就是让那些人们可以休息的时候靠着。
铲子的用途，这里有个 shovel， 要记住 shovel， 对吧？我发现这种英文的幽默和中国的幽默还不太一样，方向还不太一样哈。 他那个思路，it's kind of interesting. The hardest part of the culture is the humor, right?
And is the influence of the culture, and it one kind of transfer.
Yes.
Transfer of your mother tongue, 可能是母语迁移，母语文化的迁移的影响。
对，所以呢，如果你想要学会那种思维呢，尽量去多接触他们的笑话。
嗯哼，
Okay, that's all for today.
A penny for yourself. Bye-bye.